Georgia's DBHDD is urging people to ask a pharmacist about getting naloxone for their first aid kits at home or work. No prescription is needed. Naloxone can rapidly reverse an opioid overdose and restore breathing. Opioidresponse.info.
Hi, I'm Kalina Bowler. My job is finding the perfect Georgia locations for major television and film projects. Every day, I get to work with all kinds of amazing people whose names show up in the credits at the end of a movie. In this podcast, we'll explore who these people are and what exactly they do. This is The Credits from Georgia Public Broadcasting. Okay, imagine you're on set at 4 a.m. After working outdoors all morning in the middle of July, you're tired, you're sweaty, you're thirsty, right? So lunch is in for another hour. That's where Stephanie Morales and her craft service teams come in. She prepares all the food that the cast and crew eats in between the takes. I met Stephanie in Stone Mountain, Georgia, on the set of the former ABC TV show Kevin Probably Saves the World. She invited me into her mobile kitchen truck.
This is the tour of the craft service truck. We're cooking right now some spinach with a bunch of herbs and potatoes and almond milk. And it's some sort of miracle cure for the cold that's going around. So we're going to try that for the production office. That's what that smells like. It does smell amazing.
It smells so good in here.
It's the fresh rosemary and thyme, all the herbs in there.
Like, oh.
That's what it's supposed
to be about.
It
feels like comfort, smells like comfort. I like that about
it. You know, I think that came from just being the youngest of 10 kids. I had 7 brothers and 2 sisters, and we cooked all day. There was never a time that the grill wasn't going or somebody was doing something.
This is a natural...
I'm from Nashville, Tennessee, originally, and I've been in Atlanta for 25 years.
Okay, local.
I came here with a job and ended up in the film business.
Tell me how that happened. How was that transition for you?
It was very odd. I was working. My brother has a catering company called Tomcat's Movie Catering.
I'm familiar with Tomcat's,
yeah,
yes.
Yeah, and then my sister was a set designer out in L.A., Leslie Morales, and I went on a crazy movie with my brother called Big Bad Love in Mississippi, doing catering.
Okay.
And then I kept seeing the craft service person and saw the way that they can make the crew's day better. Hmm. And I was like, that is what I want to do. So I bought my first truck in 1998. Mm-hmm. And, I was going to build a big empire. But this is my empire now. One truck.
I like it.
One show at a time. Quality service. Good customer service.
Let me ask you this then. I'm familiar with what craft service is,
mm-hmm,
but can you explain to those who don't know,
mm-hmm,
who don't know anything about what it is, what exactly is craft service and why is it called craft service?
Well, I'm going to give you my interpretation.
That's all
I can do. Craft service originally back in old school Hollywood was a room where it was almost like a people that didn't have a job. So they would stay in this room until somebody came in and said, hey, props needs help. Okay. Hey, costuming needs some stuff. So they all they hung out in this room. And slowly it developed, I guess, I imagine somebody brought donuts one day. And it's all history from there.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah, that's how it started. For me, though, I'm wildly fortunate to be working for ABC. It's amazing. It's been an amazing ride. I have an amazing crew. Both girls that are working for me are new in the business. So they kind of sparked my... they gave me a new boost,
more energy.
I love the young people in this business.
You got to.
I mean,
yeah, it's always... The energy is always infectious.
Yes.
When someone's new in the industry. And,
that's what our department can do for a crew.
Explain that, please. Yes.
So basically what we do all day is we're on set all day to provide water, the basics. Let's just function on the basics. Water, hydration, hydration. Mm-hmm. We provide coffee on set. When I say on set, I mean it could be a cow field. It could be a parking lot. It could be a train station.
A stage.
It could be a stage like we're at now. Mm-hmm. But a lot of times we could be knee deep in mud. We could be, but we still have to. It's my goal and it's our team's goal to, even if it's just a barely little smile we can bleak out, or making special soup for somebody because they're sick, or our talent had, yesterday was her first day of school on set.
Okay.
So we got her like a first day of school kit with Cheerios and stuff in it. You know, that's the kind of stuff when you're working on episodic TV that is important. And it's hard on our department because we're not always in good moods.
I can imagine, but you have to keep everyone else's mood up.
Yeah, or just walk away. I just try not to ruin anybody's day. I mean, it's the truth of the universe is that we remember people like you remember me. I remember you by the way you made me feel.
Yes, exactly.
And the way I made you feel. I always say we're kind of like the bartender on set, but we don't serve alcohol. We listen to problems, we comfort. We put a Band-Aid on it and send them back out to the
without
front
the
line.
Band-Aids, but the like the emotional Band-Aid.
Yeah, yeah, the emotional, correct. We have a medic that does all the other
stuff.
There we
go. let me ask you this, Stephanie. You've been in this clearly a long time. You're tenured, you know, legacy even in the Hollywood film industry. What is some wisdom that you have, or some knowledge, or maybe a little secret that you have towards success in this business?
Don't be late. You gotta sleep in the parking lot, you sleep in the parking lot. And don't run out of water if you're craft service. And just be true to yourself.
Yeah.
We always say to each other, let's raise the bar, let's raise the bar. Raising the bar isn't necessarily crown rack of lamb. Sometimes raising the bar is like ices, you know, watermelon ices, you know, some, and being there at the right time when they're all sitting in 100 degree weather, you know.
You mentioned right now the ices and the right timing, and can you give me an example of when you feel like you came through at like the right time?
The right time.
Yeah, for the crew, for the cast, like
on this show.
Yeah.
Grilled cheese and tomato soup. Who can't? Yeah.
It's something so simple, and yet at the right time.
And you grill. You have to grill the grilled cheese, people, on set. Don't grill them at your craft service truck. You take griddles, the $19.99 at Kroger, and they go on sale, and you take it to the set, and you grill them the grilled cheese on set so that they know it's not been sitting out on a counter and it gets all... You know, they get to pick their grilled cheese and what color they like it.
Yeah. How are you able to please everybody?
You're not. You're not. With all the diets that are out there right now, you've got so many different types of it. You've got vegan, you've got vegetarian, you've got gluten-free, you've got celiac. You just got... So what I try and do is provide a high-quality, healthy product. Now, if I know there's vegans, I always give a vegan option. You just have to. But the truth of the matter is you're never going to have everything everybody wants. But I do a really good... I just believe in giving them a better quality product and less junk.
I agree.
Because our body... In this business, we trash our bodies.
I've been in the hospital 3 times.
Yeah.
So, yes, I agree.
We trash our bodies. And coming here and eating 16 boxes of Oreos is not going to help that. So we try to meet all the needs. But, you know, you can't make everybody happy. And it won't be for lack of trying if they don't have what they want.
Can you give me an idea of what is so rewarding about serving people in the film industry in particular for you?
As you know, it's very... I quit explaining what I do for a living because it's... Unless you're in the film business, it's all-consuming. You're not with your family ever. You're lucky if you have clean clothes. You're lucky if you get more than a few hours of sleep. Your wife's mad at you. Your husband's mad at you. Your kids are orphaned.
Pretty much.
And it's about it. And, you know, if what I can do for somebody is... Just, you know, they might get a Cowtail piece of candy and it reminds them of their uncle. They might hear Johnny Cash on my truck and say, I remember driving over the San Francisco Bridge with my uncle. You know, just something to make them feel a little bit less stressed and sick. A wonderful director just did an article on soul sickness in the film business, that it's a spiritually bankrupt business. And do you know, wouldn't it be amazing if we could have like quiet spots and in some ways
nap time areas?
Yeah, a little carpet square and you go over there.
Yeah.
But no, we have candles and music, and I just think it's important because we all question our lives and we're working these insane hours, meeting insane deadlines.
Yeah.
So that's my part of the film business.
Now, signature dish.
Oh!
Stephanie Morales, signature dish.
Oh my God.
What is it?
It's the bomb diggity. Oh my God, it's been like this major thing. Well, there's a couple, but bomb diggity is the number one.
Tell me, what's bomb diggity?
There's a lot of steps to it. It's not easy. No, I get French bread, these loaves from down the street, and we kind of gut the top part of it so that it's not real bready. Then we stuff it with Italian meats. Then I make a special sauce, spicy pepper sauce that I put on it with some mayonnaise, and then we provolone cheese all over it and bake it open-faced and flatten it all together and cut it up. The guys go nuts. I mean, there'll be lines of people out before I can even get them off the truck.
My mouth is watering. I need to try this.
And we didn't have a name for it. And one of the Greens guys goes, Stephanie, that sandwich is the bomb diggity. About 7 years ago. I went, well, there you have it.
That's Stephanie Morales. She works in craft services in Georgia's film industry. And that's it for us today. Our show is produced by Sean Powers, and Don Smith is our editor. The theme music is by MBB. I'm Kalina Bowler. You can reach us and subscribe to our podcast for free at gpb.org/podcasts. If you have a moment, review and rate us on iTunes. We also want to hear from you. Do you work in the film industry? Tell us what you do. You can reach us at thecredits@gpb.org. Until next time, see you after the movies.